This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Matt Shenley. Matt, how are you?
Very well, and yourself?
Good.
Good.
Matt, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am the digital asset manager for the photography department of the American Museum of Natural History, and they brought me on in 2006 to develop a photography workflow that was damn savvy. And basically what they were doing at the time was just taking everything they shot, burning it to CD or DVD and putting it into a binder and then keeping an Excel spreadsheet of what CDs were where. And as you might imagine, that quickly became unmanageable. So when they hired me in 2006, it was a priority for them to have me redesign their workflow and then research what hardware and software we would need to get a digital asset management system that was going to be usable and scalable to the amount of assets that we would eventually accumulate. So we decided to go with an Apple X Serve with a 10.5 terabyte X-RAID, and we decided to use Extensis Portfolio as our DAM. And, you know, that has a MySQL backend with Portfolio governing the front end. And we started cataloging from 2006 on, and then you know, I redesigned the workflow of the photographers to use Lightroom, and so it was embedding copyright metadata on import. We came up with a standardized file naming and folder naming protocols that were damn savvy, and basically just formalized the workflow because the photographers are pretty much just doing their own thing, and there was no real organization to it. So had to standardize what they were doing and the workflow that they used from the time it left the camera and went onto the computer. Data preservation protocols were put in place so that things would get backed up onto the server, so that if their local hard drive ever crashed, they would at least have unretouched backups of everything, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, I have to, when they finish a job, they move it to an area on the server that I know that they're done with that job, and then I move it over into the portfolio system, catalog it in portfolio, and that's how we do it.
And why does a museum use digital asset management?
I would say that while we are, you know, a museum photography department, we are actually a division of the communications department. So we do all of the press photography, anything that goes out to the press, you know, advertising, marketing, all of that stuff. We document all of the educational events that happen here. We document all of the development events that happen here. What we don't do is we don't, for the most part, photograph the collections for the purposes of cataloging the specimens and artifacts that we have. That's up to the scientific departments themselves. What most museums would probably use it for would be actually like a collections resource management, but that is not what this department does.
What were the drivers for getting a dam?
Well, you know, the bottleneck that was happening where, you know, it was just taking too long for photo requests to be fulfilled. You know, that once we got up over a couple hundred thousand images, that system of burning stuff to CD and DVD became unwieldy, and it, you know, it was just taking too long. Anything that wasn't done recently, it would take someone doing much research and going through DVDs and the, you know, the Excel spreadsheet. There was no controlled vocabulary for as far as searching keywords and stuff like that. It was just it was just a mess. There was it made it very, very hard to find things. We needed, you know, a centralized storage system that was well organized, and keywords needed to be standardized with a controlled vocabulary. And once we did that, it turned image requests from taking, you know, days to minutes. So it was a huge efficiency boost for us.
I bet. Are any of these requests that you get paid requests?
Yes, our business development department and our museum library both deal with requests coming in mostly from educational book publishers. we do get some what I would call commercial requests, but it's mostly in the educational realm, and so I don't know how much they're actually charging for this stuff, but we'll get a call, do you have a picture of a apatosaurus thigh or something like that, and you know, thigh bone, and we'll look through the collections and see what we have. You know, we've only been shooting digital since about a mix of digital and film around 1998. And I think by 2000 or 2002, we were shooting exclusively digital. So anything before that, you know, considering that the museum has been here since about 1875 or so, the bulk of our collections are shot on film. When we went digital, the museum library did not have the manpower or the technical expertise to handle and archive our photos, which is what back in the film days we did. We always turned everything over to the library and they would put them into the photo archive.
Gotcha.
When we went digital, they just, there was nothing they could do with this stuff, and you know, we did what everybody did, was just burn everything to CD and DVD and you know, store it that way. It was really the only economically feasible solution at the time.
Sure.
Like I said, once we got up over a couple hundred thousand assets, it was not working. Since 2006, I think sometime in 2007, this new DAM system went online. I've cataloged approximately 328,000 assets. And at any given moment, there's about 100,000 assets that I haven't gotten to yet. And that legacy system, we had all of those CDs and DVDs copied onto the server over a period of time, and you know, tried to clean it up as much as we could with the limited manpower we have available to be spending time doing that. And that's somewhere around 210,000 assets in the legacy system. So, you know, it's never going to get smaller. We keep everything. So pushing a million assets total in no time, and you know, we have to make sure that our hardware and software stay scalable to handling those kind of numbers.
Wow, great. And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I sort of tripped and fell into it. My background is photography, and you know, it was my photography background that got me hired into this photography department. Photography, you know, digitally driven photography organization, digital asset management is a necessity. It's like, you know, having an IT guy to, you know, keep your computers working is a necessity. So, you know, I would say higher education is, you know, definitely the way to go. I mean, I had to learn it from scratch, but you know, kind of on the job, on the fly. But there's definitely a market for it out there. Anybody who deals with, you know, digital content has to keep it organized, because if you can't find it, it's, you know, it's like not having it.
True.
I think it's a growing field, and as more digital content is created, better solutions for on a larger scale are going to become available. And you know, I think people, even if you get an education in it now, people who work in this field are going to have to get re-educated multiple times over the course of their career, because I think the technology is going to keep changing at a rate that, you know, if you want to stay competitive, you're going to have to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Never stop learning.
Yeah.
Good point. Great. Well, thanks, Matt.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed talking to you.
Me too. For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.